FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, May the 23rd. Now 54 degrees on our way to 83 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this Thursday morning by John Kelsch, Lyon County Under Sheriff, and also by Jake Lemunyon as we talk about the Law Enforcement Special Olympics Torch Run Ride that is just 1 week away from today. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Ron and Chuck, how are you guys today?
We're doing well. Jake, how about yourself today?
Doing well.
Outstanding. John, you got to be pretty tickled pink. We're a week out here from all the big activities heading down to the state games coming up next weekend.
Yeah, we're excited. Got some bike patrol officers that are excited, too. It'll be several of their first time, both on the sheriff's office and the police department side that we trained last year on bike patrol, and so they are anxiously anticipating the rides on Wednesday and Thursday next week.
And Jake is with us here this morning. I think, Jake, you were with us last year, weren't you? You joined us, I think, for a time last year.
Yep, absolutely. It was a great time, and looking forward to it again for this coming week.
And it was your father that kind of started this whole thing, right?
Grandpa.
Grandfather?
Yep, grandfather.
Okay, and Richard Lemunyon, who was, the chief of police in Wichita?
Yep, he was the chief back in the 70s and 80s and saw a need, and they started the Torch Run, and one thing led to another, and now it's in all 50 states and 25 other countries.
Jake, what does it mean for you to see this, you know, not only here locally as we go through this again here every year, but to see the impact and really kind of meeting the need for Special Olympians nationwide that's developed here through these efforts?
It means a ton. I mean, it's one of those things that we've all been impacted by someone with intellectual disabilities throughout our lifetime, whether it be a family member, or a friend, something like relative, and it's just so impactful to see the men and women of law enforcement making such a difference in the community with the intellectual disabilities, however, and the other way around. With the impact that those athletes have on the officers is another wonderful thing to see.
And John, you've talked about that too, you know, throughout your time being involved, and it's one of the reasons I think that you've been continuing to be involved here with Special Olympics activities, whether it's in the winter or in the summertime here for a long period of time.
Yeah, it really is. The relationship that you develop with those athletes over a period of time is something that's you can't replicate it.
Well, and the big day is just 1 week away. In fact, big days for you, John. Give us the lineup of how things will unfold next week as far as the Special Olympics Torch.
Well, next Wednesday we'll go just south of Beto, meet Franklin County. They'll be bringing the torch to 75 Highway and Old Highway 50. Then we'll start our trek to Emporia around 2 o'clock, arrive between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, and bring it into Emporia. And we usually try to get some athletes there for the last couple, three blocks. And then we usually terminate it on Wednesday right there in front of the police department. On Thursday morning, we'll start at Kellogg Circle there at 12th and Commercial. And, Ron, when you get there, that's when it's going to start, somewhere in that 9 to 9:30 area.
Yeah, right around probably 9:30, everything will be ready to launch, and we will escort the Special Olympics athletes that will be carrying the Special Olympic torch down Commercial Street. So we invite everyone to come out and cheer the athletes on as we'll be with them. That's a big part of this, isn't it, John, that march down Commercial Street?
Yeah, it is. They feel like rock stars when people come out there for them, and with Unbound, with their expo that starts that day, generally we have more people than we had in the past before that expo started. So we really encourage, bring out those cowbells. All those athletes know what those cowbells mean in Emporia because of gravel grinding capital of the world.
Indeed, and this is Ron's ride. I'll be with the law enforcement on the bikes from here until OPI on Thursday, and of course raising money for Special Olympics. I think Ron's ride right now is over $2,000, and of course we're bidding off the Avora Wheeler pie and cinnamon rolls this morning, so make your bids to get those that could be yours delivered to you now and next week, or whenever, I guess, whenever you really would like them, and we'll get those delivered to you. But 342-5863, text your bids in. We're at $100 a piece for the pie and the cinnamon rolls as of right now. The ride coming up on Thursday morning, you don't stop at Olpe, do you, John?
No, we go to El Dorado. So hopefully we'll have the wind at our back and the sunshine in our face going into El Dorado. You see, as all the gravel riders know, in that amount of space, you see a variety of weather and wind changes as we change directions and get into a little bit different ride on the edge of the Flint Hills down at El Dorado.
And before you guys leave town, you're going to make that stop at Hettlinger again, correct?
Yes, we are. They're excited about that. We talked about that when Kent and I were down there with their field day just a couple weeks ago, and we'll see if Kent also joins us possibly on Thursday next week, too.
Well, we hope he can. He's always a big part of this, and of course, the Special Olympics, that's the reason we do this, and the state games. Jake, have you been down there to experience that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big deal. It's Special Olympics' biggest event of the year. And we have the most athletes out there out of all of our events across the state, and they really enjoy seeing that torch come in and kick things off.
Jake, what is your role here with Special Olympics besides being a spokesperson with us here? does your role kind of have you doing here with Special Olympics here, not only kind of in general terms, but specifically here with this upcoming run?
So with this upcoming run, I oversee the law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics across the state. So I work with John as well as other agency contacts and agencies around the state to set up their torch runs and other fundraising and awareness events. And then I work with our development team to make sure those events go smoothly and then kind of the logistics of getting the torches across the state to Wichita for the final leg and then the summer games.
Well, it's big doings for Special Olympians. They are all fired up and ready to compete in the state games, which will be not this weekend, but next weekend in Wichita, and we're raising money for the local law enforcement torch run and Ron's ride. You can log on to KVOE.com. There's a link for you to make your donations to Ron's Ride and Special Olympics. You can stop by our studios here at 1420 C of E Drive, or you can text me at 620-344-1402. All donations accepted and appreciated very much, and all going to Special Olympics and the fine work that is done there. Also, a shout-out this morning to Ty down at High Gear Cyclery, as they'll be setting me up with the bike to participate in the torch ride coming up 1 week from today. Anything else we need to add here, John?
No, I don't think so. They can always donate as we're going by. We'll pause for a second to grab those donations as they're, we've got escort vehicles. Terry will be with us again this year, my wife. So You can always give that to her, and she'll have some T-shirts for sale.
Okay.
Outstanding. How about you, Jake? Anything else you wanted to add here this morning?
Nope. Again, just appreciate all the members of law enforcement and the media and everybody supporting Special Olympics, and looking forward to another successful torch run season.
All right, Jake, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you guys very much, and thank Avora.
All right, will do. All right, good to have John Kalshon with us this morning, along with Jake Lemunyan, who is overseeing the law enforcement torch run and rides here this year again. Of course, his grandfather, retired Wichita Police Chief Richard Lemunyan, started this torch run back in, 1981. And it's going strong today, Chuck.
40-plus years. Yeah. And really looking forward to having you all down Commercial Street coming up next Thursday for Ron's Ride. Want to let you know, too, that we're starting to populate next week's schedule for the morning show and also our longer-form programming, specifically Talk of Emporia, coming up for the next several weeks. So if you want to be part of that schedule next week, let us know. 620-342-1400 or email us, kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest, Jones Aquatic Supervisor Jennifer Wegner. The opening weekend for the JAC is this weekend.
This weekend. It is just about here. A Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732. That's 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 7:32, weather next.
City of Emporia residents are reminded there will be no residential trash, recycling service, roll-off service, or cardboard sanitation pickup on Monday, May 27th, in observance of Memorial Day. Residential trash and recycling service normally picked up on Monday will be picked up on Wednesday, May 29th. Commercial refuse accounts will be picked up as normal. Also, the City of Emporia Lyon County Transfer Station and Recycling Center will be closed on Memorial Day. Normal hours of operation will resume on Tuesday, May 28th. Happy Memorial Day from the City of Emporia.
The kickoff to summer's almost here. Are you ready? Jack's Lawn and Pool has just what you need to start the season off right. A full line of chemicals to keep your pool, hot tub, or spa sparkling clear. Great pool toys and floaties you won't find just anywhere. And if you're the guest of the pool, pick up some of their great dip or drink mixes to share with friends. For everything you need to enjoy the upcoming holiday, shop Jack's Lawn and Pool, 829 Commercial, downtown Emporia. KVOE Live and Local, 733, 56 degrees. TV13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather, being brought to you by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. And by Sunflower Care Homes, providing quality long-term care and daily care in a home-like setting. Visit sunflowercarehomes.com. for more information.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with the latest forecast heading into this Thursday. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. Winds out of the south gusting around 25 miles per hour. Can't rule out a brief shower thunderstorm late this afternoon into this evening, but focusing more on the storms that will be developing in Nebraska this evening. And some of the computer models are pushing the storms in our direction in northeast Kansas. Other computer models are keeping the storms in Nebraska. So it is definitely a watch and kind of see what happens kind of a situation. But whatever storms that we do get, with a higher probability after midnight, severe weather is possible. So stay weather aware, have ways to receive warnings that will wake you up. It's quite possible that most of the storm activity would make it down south of I-70 after about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. So getting close to early Friday morning on any potential severe weather. Again, it's a big if storms make its way into our area. Hail and wind being the primary concern. As lows drop to 63 tonight, topping out at 77 degrees tomorrow after a few early morning showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny skies expected by the afternoon. We'll be monitoring another risk for severe weather late Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. That's the latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Doug Myers on KVOE.
At Hague Pharmacy, we know that one size does not fit all. This is pharmacist Amber Hague. Whether you need a specific brand of medication, a compounded product made just for you, or a special shoe to accommodate your foot, we specialize in taking care of you, our patient. From simplifying life by simplifying your medications to packing your meds in our Hague Home Packs, our number one priority is always our patient. Make us your new pharmacy home and come see what we can do for you and your loved ones. That's Emporia's Hague Pharmacy, your locally owned hometown pharmacy.
When you're seeking care for your loved ones who may be battling with memory-impaired diseases such as Alzheimer's, dementia, or Parkinson's, consider a home-style approach with Sunflower Care Homes. They would love to discuss how their facility could be the best fit for your family's needs now and in the future. Keep your loved one in a home-like setting with the best care possible. Call Clint Arndt at Sunflower Care Homes.